It only took 22 years, but our buddy Rob Thomas is back again with Carlos Santana. Remember, they made the song Smooth that you basically listen to every day on repeat.
I remember that video playing for hours and hours on MTV. That was when MTV actually played videos even back then.
Yeah, their new song is called Move that they've worked on together. And we had a Zoom with Rob Thomas last night.
So what's going on? Congratulations on everything. Before we even get started, my boss keeps asking, please ask him, was he upset that Matchbox 20 couldn't tour in 2020?
Are you kidding me? Do you know the optics on that, how good that was? We had Matchbox 20, 2020 coming out. Oh, that was going to be so much fun. But now, you know, it's great because now we can do Matchbox 2020, cross it out, 2021, cross it out, 2022.
Right. You can do that forever, right?
So
right.
It keeps going.
Right.
So what's going on with Santana? Are you guys going to be working together again?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, we've always been together, you know, like we've just been trying to figure out something that seemed right to do. And then this kind of fell into our lap, I think, just because we weren't expecting it. You know, we never planned it. I was working with Zach from American Authors. We did this song and I was like, oh, let me call Carlos. I'll get him to play some guitar on it. And he was like, oh, I'm just finishing this album. And we're like, oh, great. We're not here. You take it. And so, you know, it all just kind of worked out the way it was supposed to.
Hmm. Well, that's awesome.
It's amazing too. I didn't know that you were working with Zach. It's cool because what I love about your stuff, Rob, is there's so much range, but when you're bright, you're really bright, you know? And it's the same thing with them. Like I like that writing style. That must be fun to get together with people like that, that, you know, you have a like sense of songwriting together with.
Yeah. And also, you know, we kind of learn from like, you know, they're a very positive group of guys. Mm-hmm. They're very much about positivity. And a lot of times my music can get negative, you know? So like, I'll be writing a song about, you know, I feel like literally the line I think that I kept coming to was, you don't know how bad I feel right now. And he's like, no, brother, we got to write, you don't know how good this feels right now. Mm-hmm. And I just got like infused with his positivity. I was like, yeah, you're right. All right. That sounds cool.
All right.
So, and during the pandemic, did you find that it was like therapeutic to be writing, or did you just figure like everybody else, forget it, I don't want to do anything, I just want to sit here and watch Netflix?
I think I started out that way, but I very quickly realized, I mean, there's not a lot of upsides to this, but one of those was, you know, you work two parts of your brain whenever you do this. You for a while, you write these songs and then you record them, and then you spend the next year and a half, you're out on the road and you kind of set that part aside. So instead, I just leaned in the last year and a half. And I've been writing for a lot of other people, a lot of new artists and young artists. I've just finished a Christmas record that's coming out in October. I've just, you know, did this song with Carlos. I'm working on some new Matchbox stuff. I have a single that I co-wrote now with the artist Forrest Black. He has a new song called Fall Into Me that I was a co-writer on.
That's awesome.
So I just kept writing. I mean, you know, in some ways, I kind of realized that's, that, I mean, that's just, there's something that's so fun about the creation of stuff. And I've never been able to have this much time just sitting and just write and finish it, you know?
Is that your baby piano in the back? Or is that one of your
You know what's sad? That's for my niece who I still haven't been able to see since right after she was born. So I'm holding on to it until she can come over and play it.
I'm like, sometimes you just get down on the ground and you just go.
That specific sound, right?
You know what's so funny? I have one. Like I have another. I have a little baby piano right over there.
Uh-huh.
Now that one I actually do record with.
That's so funny.
This is something you can get some really great little high end sounds on it.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
Cool.
I feel like at this point, we don't do many Zooms anymore, which is great because it's nice to be in person again and all that. But it's so funny to be able to literally look into your home and look around. Did you have to
see? Yeah, this is my studio here. This is the working portion right over here.
Very cool.
And then the living portion right over here.
Mm.
And then there's the puppy portion right there.
Oh,
that's
hey!
The best portion.
Yeah.
Right. Are you eager? Are you going to be going back out? Big plans to get busy real soon? Forgive me, I haven't done the tour search or anything like that, but
No, I mean, we've rescheduled, you know, the 2020 tour. I mean, you know, at this point, honestly, originally in my feeble attempt at making plans, by now, we would have already done that tour, put out some new music. I'd be sitting here talking about my new solo record that I'm kind of sitting on and heading to Australia in February. But you know, that's what happens when you make plans. And so you got to just kind of I realize that there's so much fear and heartache and things that people are going through right now that I've been really, really fortunate, you know, to be here locked down, you know, with my family, having my space, the ability to be creative. That's not indicative of everybody's experience during the lockdown. You know, I never had to worry about losing my job or my home during all of this. So I realized one thing over the last year and a half, which is there's very, very little to complain about in the grand scheme of things.
Mm. Yeah. Well, Rob, it's always so great to talk to you. And I can't believe we left you standing here staring at us, listening to us while we were editing.
I'm glad we didn't go into rip jokes on Rob Thomas.
I'm telling you, man. Oh, my God. If you had, I was going to be at the ready. I was going to record it because that would have been the funniest thing in the world.
Well, the funny part is, and I'm not saying this like to blow smoke up your you-know-what, but like we always say, you're the nicest guy.
One of the nicest guys we've ever talked to.
Yeah, and then we've worked it's always so great to see you and to catch up, and you know, and you're just as nice as ever. And the fact that you sat there quietly while we edited and ignored you is crazy.
Fair warning, our humor would have went immediately 180 degrees the other way. We would have ripped you so hard if we had gone into that mode in here amongst each other. We would have been ripping like crazy. You might have genuinely been offended if that had happened.
I don't know, man. I'll tell you what, listen, if you've done this for 25 years and you did it, you know, starting off, but now especially in the age of the internet, I've got rhinoceros skin at this point. Like, my only thing is, if you're gonna come at me, it better be funny.
Right. We'll do our best.
We do our best. Well, thank you, Rob. Thank you so much.